Hi there. Thank you for tuning in to Confessions of a Healed Broken Heart. I'm your host, Leticia. If you are one of our loyal listeners, I'm so glad to have you as part of this family. If you're new to the community, what took you so long? I'm just joking. I'm so glad you've joined us today. Well, get ready to learn, grow, and let go so you can uncover or rediscover the beauty in who you are. Hey there, and welcome back to Confessions of a Healed Broken Heart. Okay, let's talk about the F word, forgiveness. We hear about forgiveness all the time. The topic isn't an easy one, especially if you've been wronged or done dirty, as they say. For many, this can be a complex concept. Okay, so what is forgiveness? Well, according to the Oxford Dictionary, forgiveness is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. It's a deliberate, intentional decision to let go of feelings of anger, vengeance, disappointment, or resentment towards someone or people who've hurt, harmed, or disappointed you. You see, unforgiveness is a prison that is confining. It's condemning. It lacks peace. It lacks joy, all of it. If you're honest, it's like you're stuck in the prison of offense while the other person or people have seemingly just moved on. And here you are staying in limbo, wondering if they've realized the pain that they've caused you, or if they have any regret or remorse for what their actions or lack thereof have created. You see, when you bind your heart to unforgiveness, it causes you to be stuck. It causes your feet to be covered in cement, if you will. Unforgiveness is a chain tying you to the ground. It's clipping your wings to the point you've been transformed into a flightless bird. Refusing to forgive only opens the door for you to become bitter, distrusting, and angry. It limits you. Not forgiving is restrictive. And those thoughts of what they did, those feelings, can be so heavy and so intrusive. It keeps you chained. And it keeps you married to the past. See, contrary to popular belief, forgiveness is not a weakness. It actually takes a strength and a courage that a lot of people don't possess. It's easier to walk around life bitter and guarded, distrusting. But what kind of life is that really? Is it full? Is it enjoyable? Is it beautiful? Or is it limiting, frustrating, and painful? Choosing to be free is a powerful choice. Letting go is the key to unlock the chains. The goal is to become better, not bitter. Whether it's parents, family members, friends, whether it's in the workplace, or even in romantic relationships, whatever it is, forgiveness actually gives you the upper hand. I know it doesn't always feel like it. Believe me, I know. I've gone through this process. But when you choose to forgive and move on, both mentally and emotionally, what they did no longer has power over you. It no longer has power over your emotions. And the big thing, it no longer has power over your future. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because you forgave does not mean you stop having boundaries or expectations. And we'll talk about that in a later episode. There are actually two main types of forgiveness. If you're ready, let's talk about them. One is exoneration. It's wiping the slate clean. as though the offense never took place. From a Christian perspective, this is basically salvation in a nutshell. But by definition, it's to absolve someone from fault or blame. The other is forbearance. This is both a financial term as well as an emotional one. It's refraining from enforcing a debt. This type of forgiveness allows for a relationship to still remain, but with new boundaries and new parameters. It's similar to giving guidelines and requirements for good behavior. You're forgiven if you continue to prove that you won't do it again. Forbearance is conditional, unlike exoneration. Now you may be thinking, this is all good and well, Letitia. I don't live on some fluffy cloud. I'm not even sure I want to forgive. I've actually been doing just fine without you telling me that I need to let go and forgive. I've been doing just fine holding this grudge. Well, if that's truly the case, I may have to call your bluff on that one and ask you to be honest with yourself. If you are truly honest with yourself, are you really doing just fine? Or have you just learned how to live with the anger? You've learned how to live with the resentment. You've learned how to live with the unforgiveness. Have you really blocked it out? Or if you're honest, it pops up in other areas of your life. I forgive my father for not being there. Does it show up in other areas? Are you battling daddy issues? I'm being real. What if some situation or someone that enters your life looks vaguely familiar or does something that's vaguely familiar to what you've gone through? Let's be honest. Do walls go up? Does distrust and past pain make you look at the situation through tainted lenses? Does the pain of what was done show up in conversations? It used to be that way for me. I used to talk about my pain all the time. It was spewing and spilling into other areas of my life, emotionally, physically, financially. And then I had to take a step back and look at it and say, okay, you know what? I got to let go. I got to forgive because this is impacting me in ways that I don't really like, if I'm honest. Think about it. In your actions, in your thoughts, in your private time, do you rehearse it and relive it as though it just happened? When you think about it, is the pain still fresh? If you're honest and you said yes to any of these things, then my friend, it's time to heal. It's time to be real. It's time to be honest with yourself and work on forgiving them. I never said it was an overnight process, and forgiving them is not a weakness, but it is possible to break free. Are you willing to let them go? Are you willing to let what happened go? Yeah, you're saying, that's all good and well, but how do I do that? Well, here are some tangible ways to take the steps towards this newfound freedom. Now, this is not in any particular order. And as I always say, if you need to, please see a therapist or a counselor on this journey. There is no shame in that. Now, back to some of the tangible ways you can take steps. Allow yourself to grieve. Yeah. Allow yourself to grieve what happened. It hurt. It was disappointing. It's okay to address that pain. Just don't stay there. And once again, if you feel stuck in that moment, in that hurt, in that disappointment, in that anger, in that bitterness, they should have known better. Why did they do this to me? I didn't deserve it. Whatever those emotions are, If you do feel stuck, please seek help. Find a support system, whether it's a counselor, a therapist, or close friends that will give you good advice. But allow yourself to grieve what happened. Your mom should have been there and she wasn't. Your ex was toxic. Your work environment was toxic. Someone stole the position up from under you. You were cheated on, lied on, disrespected, whatever it is. It's okay. Grieve what happened. Address the pain. If you have to write it out, that's fine. The next thing to do, stop replaying what happened in your mind and in conversation. Every topic of conversation should not be about how they did you wrong. No matter how true it is, stop replaying what happened in your mind and in your conversation. Also, write out your emotions if need be. What they did made me feel ... Another is make an intentional choice to forgive and move on. Remember, forgiveness is not a weakness. It's keys to set you free. And yes, depending on the offense, this process may need to be repeated. It's not going to happen overnight. And that's okay. Give yourself permission to go through this process and this journey. You'll be better because of it. And lastly, accept the fact that you can't change the past. I know it hurts. I know it was disappointing, but you can't change what happened. Your anger towards the person or the people can't change what happened. So let go. Your past doesn't need you. Your future does. Now, of course, there are more ways, but for today, I've just listed a few. It's not an easy journey. Believe me, I know, but I'm rooting for you. So as you learn to let go, as you learn to forgive, as you learn to heal, I pray the beauty of who you are. Yeah, you know that part of you that got lost in the sea of your pain and your disappointment? That part of you that is guarded? That part. I hope that part returns. I hope the joy and the peace and the hope and that zest for life, that it comes back stronger than ever before. You are worth more than you realize, and you're needed more than you may understand. Yeah, I know. Those unmet expectations forged a wall of protection around your soul. You expected them to love you and they didn't. You expected them to protect you and they didn't. You expected certain opportunities and they were taken from you. I don't have the answer as to why it happened the way it did. And I do ask that you show yourself some grace as you walk this out. Please be kinder to yourself on this journey. Take yourself off of autopilot and enjoy the journey of letting go. Enjoy the journey of forgiving, moving on, and living free. I believe in you, and I believe that life can get better for you. Thanks for joining us. I hope something was shared that'll help you along this journey. Please don't forget to share this episode with someone and leave a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at Healed Broken Heart. Once again, that's Healed Broken Heart. I look forward to chatting with you next week.